We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Drew, how different does it feel not having some of the older guys in the room with you and you kind of being the only senior guy in the room?
It's for sure different. Just different environment, but those guys have a whole bunch of energy, so it's still fun regardless.
How much of a leadership kind of mentorship role have you taken, especially with Rome and Jalen and Sawyer being the freshman from last year?
I feel like I have to take a big role, just teaching them a little stuff about like defenses. They're smart guys, so they understand the offense, but just how to adjust the routes off of defenses and how to understand coverages and blitzes and whatnot. But they're still picking it up fast. They're young again, but they're smart, so they're adjusting.
What was it like from your perspective? Puka leaves and Ty leaves, Jordan leaves, Marcus leaves, Austin leaves, Jalen comes in, and another guy coming in the summer. Just what's it like watching all that shuffling?
It was actually a little devastating, I would say, because I was super close with those guys, like outside of football. But I mean, we still stay in contact, so it's not what I thought it was going to be. But the guys that we're getting too, like I talked to Giles and I've talked to Jalen, like when they got here, and they're super cool dudes too. It's just new, you know. You got to get to know them. But COVID's making things pretty weird because we can't really hang out a bunch outside. But as I get to know them, like they're pretty cool dudes.
Bro, it seemed like most of the receptions went to the tight ends early on. Was that situational or on purpose or what?
Probably a little bit of both. I mean, we got some crazy nice tight ends, as you can see, but they're big targets, and today was like a red zone focus, so I would say it's a little bit more situational, but we still got some stuff dialed up for them too.
What's that next step to look like for you?
Hopefully pro. That's what I'm looking like. That's what I'm looking forward to, at least, and I mean, just trying to grind every day, but not trying to look too far ahead, trying to do what I could do every day to get better before I can get to that step, because I feel like if you look too far ahead, you start losing enjoyment of where you're at.
Terrell, when you look at the guys who have left and the guys who have come in now, just how do you assess the talent in your room right now?
I mean, we're all pretty talented. I mean, I've seen us all have some crazy catches, but, you know, the receiver position is pretty crazy. Like, balls are going to be different every time. You just got to know how to adjust. Like, something could come off your fingertips, but it's all about consistency, I would say. Like, even last year, we had some really dynamic players, but we still left a lot of plays on the field. I still think we're working for consistency, but I think we're always taking the next step with Junior Adams, always keeping us accountable for it.
Bro, what was your reaction when Coach Lake told you guys that you were going to be playing in front of fans?
What'd you say?
Playing in front of fans.
Oh, man. Last year, the games were so weird. We were making big plays, and I'm hearing dudes on the sideline call my name and clapping. It was super, super weird. But just the little amount of guys we have now in the stands, it brings a whole different juice, having a big play and having them, like, cheer for us. I think it makes us all play better, and that's all we need, really.
Terrell, how would you describe John Donovan's offense, and what was the reaction in the wide receiver room when Jimmy wore the run the damn ball hat?
I'm not going to lie. We were a little frustrated with that. I mean, we were like, come on, we can make some plays too. But I think running the ball will set us up for a lot of shots downfield. I mean, a lot of offenses like USC or other schools are pretty air raid. And, you know, their stat line could look like 8 for like 80 yards and maybe a touchdown. But I think our offense sets us up for a lot of like down the field throws. So we just have to connect. Last year we didn't connect on all those deep threats. But our stat line could really look like three catches for 150 if we could do it right. It just all comes down to executing on those shot plays that we take.
Elijah Molde mentioned that Junior's kind of basically deconstructed the position for you guys to break it down. Can you just elaborate on how he's kind of gone about doing that?
So he's just a super cool dude. The fact that he was able to actually play the wide receiver position, he's really personable in that way where he understands that you can't do the same thing every time. Guys aren't going to fall for that. But his connects are probably what set him apart from a lot of other guys like Kendrick Bourne, Cooper Kupp, all these guys who have us talk to them, and they'll give us more insight about like little stuff like routes and releases and how to set a DB up, the best guys they went against, eating, staying positive, like understanding how to adjust off of certain things. So I think his connections are what make him really special because he gets knowledge from everybody, not just players, but also coaches, because he's been all over the place too.
Hey, Terrell, the freshman Sawyer was the one guy who didn't play last year because he was still kind of rehabbing and whatnot. But he seemed to emerge this spring. Mm-hmm. What have you liked about his game so far?
Right now, he's looking like the most consistent guy as far as like balls being thrown to him and him catching it. So he's for sure earning a role in the offense, and he's understanding everything he has to do inside and out as far as other guys around him and how to run his routes. So he's just emerging because I feel like he's finally comfortable and playing faster. I would say last year he was still dynamic as far as catching the ball, but he was kind of like not sure what he had to do. But, you know, that comes along with the COVID season. We didn't really have a big off season, but now since he's been able to be in the playbook, he's just playing without thinking.
Is the ball from a left-handed quarterback like Sam, is there any difference at all?
I'm going to be honest. I'll say, actually, at a camp, I threw a Tua, and it was a really crazy thing because I didn't understand, but it rotates differently in the air. So, like, on over-the-shoulder balls, it'll rotate. If you're on the left side, it'll go this way instead of, like, fading back inside. But it's something you just got to get used to. I mean, playing catch right in front of them, you'll notice it, but in a game or, like, in a practice situation, you don't really notice it too much.
Yeah,